Penguin Random House Audio presents Daughter of War by Brad Taylor. Read for you by Rich Orlow. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. William Ernest Henley. 1. The man sat placidly in a utilitarian metal chair, staring straight ahead at a barren wall of cinder block. His arms were in his lap, but they showed no tension, no indication of what he knew was to come. Positioned in the center of the room, he and his chair were the sole occupiers of the space. No desks, no bookshelves, and certainly no decorations on the rough concrete that surrounded him. Just him. The only break was a stainless steel pipe that hung above his head, with what looked like a shower nozzle on the end. Behind a thick pane of glass on the left wall, three men stared at him intently, waiting on the inevitable. Standing behind the two seated men, Dr. Chinmay Jung watched the soul inside the room and wondered, what goes through a man's mind when death is near and stalking? That was imprecise.